Thank you, Jesus. Well, this is Sunday morning, October 21st, 2018, and we're going to start off this morning with the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This word is called a cycle of righteousness. You know, for the last 70 years, our nation has been under liberal judges, and we have seen the cycle of unrighteousness. 60 million aborted babies, blood's crying out from the ground to the Lord, and the Lord only knows how much other wickedness, because that killing of babies has to do with satanic worship. So we see that we have had a reign of terror, a reign of unrighteousness. So this is what the Lord gave to me on the 15th. He said, a cycle of righteousness. You're about to see it. It is upon you, a cycle of righteousness moving in. Righteousness will rain down like a mighty stream. That's Amos 5:24. It first talks about judgment or Amplified says justice. King James Version says judgment will rain down like water, but that righteousness would flow like a mighty stream. Okay, let me just read to you. But let judgment run down, King James Version, as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. You have seen the tilt to the right, the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to my highest court to bring judgment and justice on the wicked and to rescue the children of the land. I saw an article yesterday about, I don't know which state it was, a judge has brought forth some kind of, or someone has brought forth a case about the how unconstitutional Roe v. Wade is. You know, these things are starting to rise up, you know, start questioning these wicked laws we've been under for so long. You will see in this midterm election the tilt to the right. The red tsunami I've spoken to you about, the tilt is to righteousness. Now, what I keep sensing in the spirit is that the Lord, you know, I know a lot of them think, well, they're just going to be, it's just going to be solid red, and I think so too. But if it's a 1-point win or a 20-point win, it's still a win. So it may just be a tilt. You understand? A tilt. We're swinging back the other way, and it's been like slow. It's not been just flam. Understand what I'm saying? There's some states where they're real close. We need to continue to pray. Okay? The tilt. Evil is resident and will always be here, but as usual, Satan always overplays his hand. You will see a complete rule of righteousness in the land. Tilt, tilt, tilt. The cycle is beginning. They keep talking about what is the first domino that'll fall, because when the first one falls, it's like as far as the wickedness. All right. Just like your president is famous for quoting, you will get tired of winning. Where you have struggled all your life, you will now know freedom. See, what people don't really understand, it took me a while to catch on to what I have heard, is that we're still on the plantation. We have been on the plantation. We have never been free. The war between the North and South, we never got free of that. Now, they targeted the black people, but they're not the only ones that have been on the plantation. And they had an agenda to put us more and more into bondage to where we truly were, this prisoner. That's what the left's agenda is about. But God has stopped it. God's people have raised up and prayed. God stopped it. You have never seen righteousness rain down like a mighty stream before, because since you were born, unrighteousness has prevailed. See, from sea to shining sea, liberty and victory, you have never been here before. You think you know what you're fixing to experience. It's like the children come out of Egypt. God's goodness, they couldn't hardly take it. They were so used to the lash. Told what they could do. or could not do. I sense it. It's like there's going to be the very air you breathe. You'll feel like we're on a new heaven and a new earth here. Why? Demonic oppression. Now the glory of God that's always been there and present can rain down, see? You will feel like the slaves when they came out of Egypt, so free they didn't know how to act. The struggle is over. Now is the time of my glory to be seen, the biggest and greatest show on earth. Red reigns, not the red of the Republicans, but the red of the blood of the Lamb. Okay, Amos 9:13 says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him who sows the seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine. All the hills shall melt, that is, everything heretofore barren and unfruitful shall overflow with spiritual blessings." Has God just been holding back? No. Wickedness has prevented it. God's laws always work, but demonic oppression and that's been in this earth has stopped the flow. Do you understand that? Just because Jesus came and was born of a virgin and died and rose from the dead does not mean the demonic oppression's gone. Now, he whipped the devil, but then he gave that authority to us in the garden and in salvation to absolutely be the one to put him in his place. See, if we don't do it, it doesn't get done. That's what's happened. Righteousness has been pushed aside. Maybe this little mountain over here, but the other six have been infiltrated with wickedness. And Satan has been the king on the top of every mountain. And every attempt we try to make a change, we've been knocked down. Okay, Psalms 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked man rules, the people groan and sigh. Sound familiar? Your suffering and your struggles have been warfare. My church has prevailed. My church has pushed back the powers of darkness so that my plan, heaven on earth, can prevail. This has always been his will, isn't it? From the very first chapter in the Bible, heaven on earth was God's plan for man, always. So be encouraged. Look up. Your redemption is here. Not my second coming, but reinforcement from heaven. Heavenly reinforcements. We're going to... I sense, this just came on me. I sense when all this, as it's unfolding, it's not that some people see angels and some don't. It's just oppression. I think we're going to see angels. I think it's going to be like in the days of Acts. I think healing's going to flow. It'll be like Brother Hagin said in the days of the voice of healing was the easiest thing in the world to get people healed. A charismatic move, easiest thing in the world, people to get born again. God's given us little glimpses all along. But this is going to be something, well, I think it's in the Word. It's going to be something that it's not just a revival, it's the days of God's glory. There's a big difference. You know what revivals are? You get together and pump everybody up and go win the lost, that kind of thing. But we're talking about the days of glory. We're talking about the days like Jesus when he was here. What the disciples did in the book of Acts for the church. All right, I'm going to read. This is 2 Kings 6. It's like Mike Thompson said in the vision that he had. He said it was revival, looked like rainbow colors swirling in the second heaven, and that's where satanic oppression is, strongholds that the enemy's built up. All that oppression was gone, then this thing could come down and reside, the glory. Elijah answered, "Fear not, for those with us are more than those with them." Then Elisha prayed, "Lord, I pray you open his eyes that he may see." Lord, open the young man's eyes, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. So there was an army coming against him, all this vast army. You know, it doesn't really matter how vast the armies are when you know who your strength is, God. This is a spiritual battle, even though it shows up in the natural. It is a spiritual battle, start to finish. It's never been between Republican and liberals. God is just showing them for the wicked ones they are. They just happen to be on the left. But God puts the sheep on the right, the goats on the left. He's surely showing who the goats are. You have felt overwhelmed and surrounded, but never fear. Your relief is here. The cycle of righteousness is here, and it will reign for many years. My kingdom, my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Keep it up until the shift is complete. Tilt all the way to the right, a total shift from darkness to light. It's beginning to rain. Okay, Daniel, just because of what Jesus did not change, I think we still deal with the same principalities and powers that Daniel dealt with. Because you know what? Those same old strongholds that were in Daniel's day are still there in these countries. They've been wicked for... Okay, it says in the third year, this is chapter 10 of Daniel. Verse 1, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a word was revealed to Daniel. He was called Belshazzar, and the word was true, and it referred to great tribulation, conflict, and wretchedness. And he understood the word and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 whole weeks. I ate no pleasant or desirable food, nor did any meat or wine come into my mouth. And I did not anoint myself at all for the full 3 weeks. On the 24th day of the first month, as I was on the bank of the great river Hiddekel, which is the Tigris, I lifted up my eyes and behold a man clothed in linen with loins were girded with pure gold of Uphaz. His body was also a golden luster of beryl. His face had the appearance of lightning. His eyes were like flaming torches. His arms and his feet like glowing burnished bronze. And the sound of his words was like the noise of a multitude of people or the roaring of the sea. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision of the heavenly being, for the men who were with me did not see the vision. But a great trembling fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. So I was left alone and saw this great vision. No strength was left in me, for my fresh appearance was turned to pallor. I grew weak and faint with fright. Then I heard the sound of his words. And when I heard the sound of his words, I fell on my face in a deep sleep with my face sunk to the ground. Behold, a hand touched me, which set me unsteadily upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And the angel said to me, O Daniel, you greatly beloved man, I understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for to you I am now sent. While he was saying this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your mind and heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come as a consequence of and in response to your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief of the celestial princes, came to help me, for I remained there with the kings of Persia. So we see the warfare in the heavenlies of Daniel's prayer getting through, especially where he was, Babylon. The devil has a wagging tongue. The left has wagging tongues. It's called the MSN. Once they are silenced, it is over. You're already seeing the narrative begin to shift, and they are beginning to be a little more favorable towards Trump and maybe acknowledge him a little bit. I will say, to their shame, though, out of all the channels that we have on cable, I found one station, I think it was Thursday night, that carried his rally. That was C-SPAN, not even Fox. Now, we're talking these rallies. They are record. They are just thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and none of the news stations carry it. They're coming down, but they'll either bow or they'll burn. They'll either change what they're saying, and they'll start going with the right narrative, or they'll go out. They'll be toast. It'll be over for them. So I want you to be encouraged today, because we are shifting. It seems like it's been slow, but it hasn't been, really. He hadn't even been in office 2 years. Think about it. He has done so much with so little. But I just sense that we're going to walk in a time that we have never known before. A time where, I mean, days you just feel like you're beat about all day long. Why? This is demonic oppression. It isn't, I'm just feeling bad, or I need to eat better, or I need to do this and that. That's not what this is about. When we quit being so natural-minded about things and realize the time we're in, wickedness has been reigning for a long time in this nation. And just think about how much it has been in the world, all the ungodly leaders there are, pagan. Okay.